Page 72. C. Living in a township. Sugar is a tour guide in Langa, one of the big townships in Cape Town in South Africa. Her job is to walk people around, telling them about the history of the township where she grew up and daily life there.
Langa is the oldest township in Cape Town. It was established between 1923 and 1927, and there are approximately 150,000 people living here. This township is for black people, but we do have townships for the so-called coloured people, who are people of mixed race. A lot of the people who live here come from the Eastern Cape, which is the poorest province in the country. When they come here to look for jobs, they don't have houses to stay in, so they build informal houses, or shanties as we call them. So the reason why we've got informal houses is because of migration of people from one place to another, but also the lack of houses in South Africa as a whole. However, the reason we have townships is because the apartheid government chased away all the non-white people from different areas, which were declared as white areas only. See Chapter 1. There are basically three categories of houses here in Langa. Rental houses, houses that are for sale or constructed by a private developer, and the ones that you see on your right-hand side are houses built by the government for people who cannot afford to buy or rent a house. There is a very long waiting list for the last category. Before, the government also built a type of housing called hostels, which are apartments where many migrant workers lived in the same apartment. They were not allowed to bring along their families. They were left behind in the Eastern Cape, so a lot of children there grew up without a father. Some of the men remarried and got children here. Earlier, Langa was used not only to accommodate migrant workers, but also to control them. Workers had to have certain paperwork, and apartheid officials regularly checked their documents, but not anymore. Now, South Africa is a democratic nation, and there is freedom of movement. The hostels have been renovated and are no longer only for migrant workers, but also for their wives and children and other family members. The majority of the workers still have most of their family members back in the Eastern Cape, though. When people there have finished school and want to study, they have to go to Cape Town, and they most often come here and live with their family here in Langa. We always share what we have, and that's why it's so crowded here. There's limited space. When I grew up, we were 9 people in one room. We were 4 children, and the 2 youngest had to share a bed with other family members, whereas me and my cousin slept on the floor in between the beds. You were not supposed to switch on the light while the others were sleeping, so if you wanted to do your homework, you used a small candle. I had a candle and a box of matches under my pillow, and I used to wake up at 1 or 2 in the morning. That's when I lit the candle and did my homework. At that time, it's quiet everywhere, and it's easier to concentrate. It isn't easy to focus on homework with a lot of people around you, children running and shouting, and with music being played everywhere. Then I went back to sleep, and at 5 o'clock, I had to get up to get ready for school. Now we are entering into a shanty area. This area is also part of Langa, but the shanties were built later than the other houses, between 1993 and 1994. There were so many people that were coming down from the villages to look for job opportunities, but they couldn't find a place to stay. So whenever they saw an available space, they built shanties for themselves. Not all of them found work, so many of them started small businesses like selling fruit and veg, preparing food for people, and so on. If you are unemployed, the government doesn't grant you anything, so you just have to work up and do something for yourself. As you can see, the shanties are made out of different items like wood, metal, plastic, cardboard, or just about anything people can pick up and use. Everything in the shanties is temporary, and they don't have any bathrooms. If you look on your left-hand side, you can see some green doors. They are communal bathrooms with chemical toilets which don't flush like a normal toilet. There are people who are employed in the community by the government to do the cleaning 3 days a week. Over there you can see one of the communal tubs where people do their laundry in the brick sinks. And coming up on your right-hand side is one of the high schools that we have in Langa. We have 4 of them, in addition to 6 primary schools. There are about 1,400 students here, and approximately 40 students in each class. Okay, this is Langa's central business area. We have a lot of different shops next to each other, and on the left-hand side, you can see the Internet Cafe. You have probably heard of KFC. Here in Langa, we have LFC, which stands for Langa Fresh Chicken. Over there, you can see ladies plucking chickens. They buy living chickens at the chicken farms and come here to slaughter them and clean them for sale. It is all about fresh meat. The area we are driving into now is called Beverly Hills. It is a high-class area for people who have worked hard to earn what they have. They work as teachers, nurses, and doctors. And as you can see, they can afford to have a nice car. But also people who have houses build shanties, because their houses sometimes are too small to accommodate all the family members. So they build shanties at the back of the house. I hope you have found the tour interesting and that you have learnt that Langa is a very diverse community, and that it is not just about misery, which some people tend to believe. A lot of people live good lives here.